This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1975. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded March 29th, Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Congo DR, Cuba, Denmark, Equatorial Guinea, Indonesia, Kuwait, Laos, Mali, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Philippines, Romania, Suriname, UK, USA, Zambia, Zanzibar, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, first an important announcement. As you may have noticed, I've been producing World of Radio every week now for many years without a break. It's been my pleasure and passion to do so. But I've been rather ill lately as some medical issues are catching up with me, cutting into the very long hours I need to spend editing and compiling information, first for DX Listening Digest and then for World of Radio, both of which have been delayed this week. So you may not be hearing a new World of Radio every week at the usual time, which will require some stations to repeat the previous week's edition. I hope this won't be too much of a problem and that we can eventually get back on schedule. However, please pay attention to the edition number in order not to miss any of them. This one is being recorded on Friday, March 29th, but most of the material I'll be dealing with closed as of March 25th, which is when I would normally have started recording. It's not unusual to hear at least a barely audible carrier slightly below 4950 in the evenings here, which we can always assume is Radio Nacional de Angola. But I've not noted one lately, and Ron Howard in California says on March 25th it was clearly off the air. Checked at 0237 and 0313. Unusual for them to be silent. The usual frequency had been 4949.74. As first reported last time, LRA 36, Antarctica, is reactivated. Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel at Esperanza Base on 15475.97. We think the schedule is approximately 13 to 14 UT on weekdays, or a bit earlier and a bit later than those hours. On March 21st, Manuel Mendez in Spain could detect a carrier there, but much better reception via the remote receiver in Sao Paulo, Brazil. He was hearing it between 12:55 and 13:08. And, in fact, I was hearing it during the following hour, that is, the carrier, that's all I could get, on exactly 15475.972. It was still going on that date, March 21st, at 14:14. Manuel had heard them say that they were about to celebrate the anniversary of the base, which might explain the recent reactivation. However, it seems they usually come back around this time of year, presumably as a new or returning crew is there to overwinter after a summer vacation. It's always fun to get at least a carrier, as I also like to point out the path from Esperanza Base to Enid is mostly over water across the eastern Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico, while further east in North America they have to cope with a mostly overland path along the length of the Andes, which is bad for bounces. And further west they have to hear it across the length of Mexico. I've been discussing with Tim Gaynor of our affiliate in New South Wales, Unique Radio, on 5045 about the transmission mode. I once heard what I thought was a barely audible carrier, so assumed in addition to lower sideband there would be a bit of a carrier, but he replied there should be no carrier. But that's about to change. He says, unfortunately, the transmitter is not capable of compatible AM single sideband, but that would be the ultimate mode in my opinion. On April 1st, we're going to upper sideband to see if we can cover any outback areas with CODAN transceivers and receivers only capable of USB. About the other Aussie, 50055, Radio 4KZ, Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, says March 24th, had a first for me here, hearing a non-musical segment, 9:11 to 9:32 UT, a comedy-drama presentation with some laughter. They said tune in next week for the same time, so it may be Sunday only. Then there was news and sports at 10:02 and a break for a health service ad and weather and into a variety of songs. But it was covered by strong over-the-horizon radar at 10:15. About Bangladesh, only on 4750, as we mentioned last time, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria says as of 19 March. Since March 15th, or maybe earlier, the English broadcast at 17:45 to 19, and then in Bengali is already on 4750, replacing 13580, confirmed on 15, 16, 17, and 18 March. Around 1500 in Bengali, wondering if that's a relay of NHK. 15:30 to 45 in English, that may be home service, followed by Bengali till 17:10, a test tone, till 17:42, and when they were playing the interval signal familiar from the 1970s, and the program in English. Ron Howard also reports on this, March 22nd, Bangladesh Betar, not carrying their home service, but temporarily only the external service on 4750 at 12:30 in English, till a test tone at 13, tone off at 13:09, and presumably starting their Nepali programming scheduled for 13:15, but as usual, this was mixing with CNR1 in China. Wolfgang Büschel reports as well on 4750 exactly. He says a refurbished, repaired Thales Ambigon transmitter at Dhaka, heard with test tones March 25th at 12:15 to 12:22, but he was using remote receiver of Uwe Folk in eastern Thailand, where the signal strength was 30:09, accompanied by a 7-tone string of peaks on both sides. Later on March 25th, he says tuning in at 19:08, heard a heavy buzz tone again from Bangladesh Betar. There were various buzz strings visible on the Perseus screen display at these hertz on both sides. 50, 100, 153, 254, 356, 458, 1000, 1262, 1363, 1572, 1673, 1775, 1880, 2000, and 3030 hertz. Well, maybe more info than we needed, but it's interesting that such things can be transmitted and detected. Manuel Mendez in Spain says Radio Cahuzi in Bukavu, Congo DR is still audible, barely, on 6210.2, heard March 24th at 1724 until 1804. Sign off. They usually go off around 1800. There were religious songs and vernacular comments and some African songs. A weak but clear signal. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The 13700 transmitter in our mornings has been accompanied by some spurs approximately 28.3 kHz above and below. They're very weak, but always seem to be there, and I can detect some modulation. On March 24th at 1449, since all the QRDRM from WINB was off, they're not operating on weekends from 13750 to 13760, I thought I would seek out the second-order spur from Radio Havana, Cuba. If you can hear it at 28.3, there might be an even weaker one at 56.6 kHz approximately. And indeed, I was able to detect it, 13756.582. DRM reception cannot tolerate the least bit of QRM, Ken Zicki alleges, so this tiny spur should be enough to ruin WINB when it is on, even though I could not detect it at that time. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports the newish station in Denmark, Radio OZ-Viola, using the remote receiver in Holland on 5825, March 23rd, from just before 13 UT with interval signal, heard until 1505 sign-off. It was weakish with occasional deep fades, but listenable for the most part, mostly jazz and blues music, and even a Christmas carol. Equatorial Guinea, non. Many of us remember Tony Alamo, the evangelist who used to broadcast via Radio Africa. The Sundance TV channel has run a four-part series about him called Ministry of Evil, Tony Alamo. All four one-hour episodes have now been broadcast, and I believe they are available on the website, should you like to remind yourself of this terrible person. www.sundancetv.com/shows/ministry-of-evil, all lowercase. Steve McGreevy in California reports on March 25th, 3325. Voice of Indonesia peaking in strength at 1357, almost semi-armchair, with soft music, an announcer in English saying thanks for listening to the Voice of Indonesia English language program. Some lovely classical music in 14, presumably switching into Indonesian. He says a very fine signal-to-noise ratio on my Benmar 555A's shielded direction-finding loopstick antenna inside my radio room. Vastly improved compared to other receivers. Ron Howard on the California coast replies, happy to find I was not the only one enjoying nice reception of Voice of Indonesia via RRI Palangkaraya 3325 today, March 25th. Commentary at 1310 about the importance of the upcoming general election, April 17th. Today in History was heard 1314 to 1318 with three items from 1957, 1971, and 1975. Not often can I make out all the items given in Today in History. With the importance of this election being held on April 17th, will there be more shortwave activity from Indonesia? Currently, I'm only hearing VOI and one other, Pro 1 RRI Nabire on 7289.92, such as March 24th, heard from 0759 to off at 0908. They were playing Solace on Coconut Island, also known as the Song of Coconut Island, the theme music intro to the news, which he had not heard in a long time. After the news, a long monologue, easy listening music. At 9:05, they started reciting from the Quran and suddenly cut off. In the British DX Club, Kevin Ryan reports Radio Kuwait back after a long absence in DRM for English at 18:30 UT, March 25th on 15540. The signal strength improving slowly. Ron Howard reports on Lao National Radio 6130 at 12 UT, checking on March 19th and 22nd. He heard the unique gong or bell that they ring slowly seven times at 7 p.m. local, followed by their choral anthem. He says, I was able to hear them faintly, but can confirm they still have the usual format, otherwise unusable. For many people, 1200 UT is the best time to confirm it is Lao National Radio. And from Union of Asian DXers, Victor Gunatelica had said this, they were off when we checked in December and January and heard they were repairing. Great to have them back. Great to have any station back. The reactivated Radio Mali was missing again for 3 days, says Manuel Mendith, but lately I think it's been back on 9635 or 5995. As of March 25th, Ivo Ivanov says, the CRI relays via Bamako were not on the air on that date. You are listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-amateur, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, number 1975. Also bringing you DX Listening Digest and worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mike Cooper in Georgia for a generous check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Reminder that March 31st brings the new A19 shortwave broadcasting season, meaning many changes in times and frequencies for shortwave transmissions. One place you can look up information is the HFCC website, hfcc.org. Look for A19. You can either unzip a complete list by frequency or go to various different country schedules. As far as I know, until then, New Zealand is still using 11725 between 05 and 07 UT. It used to be a standout signal, often the only or the strongest one on the 25-meter band during that period, being trans-equatorial and having a propagational advantage. However, on March 20th, around 06 UT, I had no signal at all and could hardly believe it was really on the air. On March 25th, it was a just barely audible carrier at 0530. When this is happening, you know propagation is absolutely pitiful. From Oklahoma FM Broadcasting News, we're very pleased that our classical music station, KUCO in Edmond, has installed a new transmitter. Now up to full power of 100 kilowatts ERP, they had been down to only 20. It improves reception somewhat in Enid, however, their antenna mounting means that the maximum signals are going northeast up Interstate 44 and toward the south on Interstate 35, which I'm sure makes sense demographically. I encountered KOKC, the talk station 1520 Oklahoma City, on FM 95.3 as I was parked in Enid at a frequency I had not been hearing anything before. I could hardly believe it was a translator, but it is listed as only 250 watts. However, it is up on a high tower of about 1,000 feet, but it's still a spotty signal in Enid, and I'm afraid KUCO is as well. It's just not as powerful or as high up as other Oklahoma City FM stations. I'd previously noted for quite a few days in a row KOCD 101.5 in O'Keen, Oklahoma, not far from Enid, was cutting on the air for 7 seconds and off the air for 25 seconds over and over and over. But as of March 22nd, they'd gone off the air completely, which would seem to be appropriate. This is a full FM station, which is a satellite of a low-power FM on 93.9 in Oklahoma City. One ministry of Radio Veritas Asia Philippines decided they wanted to stay on shortwave when RVA closed down, and that is the Kachin language. It's still being broadcast, not from there, but via Vatican. It's at midnight UT on 9700. I was hearing it March 21st into 22nd. According to the WRTH, it is the only one still going from RVA, and it's still scheduled for A19. Speaking of which, Richard Lemke in Alberta forwards the new A19 schedule for English broadcasts from Radio Romania International, one of the very few, if not the only, European broadcaster left with a significant international service on shortwave, including English. All the broadcasts have moved 1 UT hour earlier, and most, if not all, the frequencies have changed. Here we go. Oh, if they start on the half hour, they're half an hour long. If they start on the full hour, they are 1 hour long. To Western Europe, 0530 on 6080. At 11:13, 750 and 15:130. At 17, 11850. At 20:30, 6170. At 22, 5945 and 7310. To Southeast Africa, would that mean Mozambique? 11 on 15320 and 17670. To North America East, 20:30 on 11850 and 13650, which I remember from last summer. At midnight on 6040 and 7375. North America West, 03, 6040 and 7375 again. To Japan at 22, 7325 and 9790. To India and Australia, 0530 on 15410 and 17760. To India at 03 on 11825. All of those are on AM, and here are four which are designated as DRM, although, as we know, we cannot depend on RRI to follow which ones are really in DRM and which ones are really in AM. At 0530, 7325. at 17-9760 at 2030-7315 and at 03-9740. Big news is a much improved signal from Radio Apinti in Suriname on 4990. Actually, 4989.983, where I measured it March 21st at 0544. This had been identified as Radio Apinti, first reported by Arthur Delibere in Maryland, March 20th at 2315. Something must have changed, as it had always been a struggle to get even a JBA carrier from it here. However, the modulation was erratic, sometimes parallel to Webstream and sometimes just open carrier. Since then, I've continued to detect at least a carrier on this slightly off frequency, and it appears to be running all night. The World of Radio I.O. group is another way to get information rapidly from a community of over 800 members. One of them, Chuck Gessner, W3ON, says some interesting things about the upcoming A19 BBC transmission schedule, which he's checked at HFCC. He says transmissions are scheduled from 14 sites in the following countries: Armenia, Ascension, Austria, Bulgaria, Madagascar, Moldova, Oman, Philippines, Sao Tome, Singapore, Tajikistan, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, and Uzbekistan. However, South Africa, as we have been expecting, has been dropped as it's closed down. The most active shortwave transmissions of BBC will be from Dubai in the UAE with 71 scheduled broadcasts, followed in this descending order: Oman, Ascension, Singapore, UK, Armenia, Madagascar, Bulgaria, Austria, Uzbekistan, Moldova, Philippines, Sao Tome, and Tajikistan. Via AIB, a press release from USAGM about the fiscal 2020 budget request. They plan to build on recent strategic investments, including continuing to build VOA 365, a new 24/7 Persian language global network led by VOA in cooperation with Radio Fordaw, creating a global Mandarin language digital network collaborating VOA and RFA, expanding Russian language content through Current Time, reaching critical audiences in Central and South America, particularly Venezuela, developing refugee-focused programming and broadcasts, and continuing the dynamic transformation and modernization of the Office of Cuba Broadcasting Radio and TV Marti and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks. A summary of this, and perhaps with a slightly different perspective, has appeared in RustyX from onair.ru. It says, the Trump administration, in its application for 2020 budget, proposes to discontinue the work of RFERL's Georgian, Tatar Bashkir, and North Caucasian services, and to reduce the total cost of broadcasting to foreign audiences by 22%, as reported by Radio Liberty. As for World of Radio broadcasts, I'm not aware of any frequency changes coming for A19 from our U.S. affiliates, WRMI and WBCQ. Of course, the time changes already went into effect with DST. Our European outlets, however, will mostly shift World of Radio times one UT hour earlier, starting March 31st, as Europe is still pretending that daylight can be shifted. Especially on World Radio Network, our times will be Saturdays at 16 instead of 17 UT, and UT Mondays at 01:30 instead of 02:30. And I believe all of these are now going to all three major target areas via satellite and internet. John Carver reports on what he heard on WBCQ's Alan Weiner Worldwide, March 23rd. Said he regrets he insisted that wherever possible, jobs at the superstation construction be given to locals, as he was trying to improve the local economy, but there's been shoddy work and overcharging. He said the new transmitter is installed, and the transmission lines are installed, and everything is just waiting for the antenna to be finished. Testing should begin in mid-April. I was sure to listen to that new classical music program on WBCQ. It's Encore from Radio Tumbril, scheduled UT Mondays at midnight 01 on 7490. I compared it to the webcast and found there was less distortion on the shortwave transmission than on the monophonic webcast. Anyhow, our appreciation to Bryce Avery for providing this new program. Although I can just barely hear a carrier, I think much of the programming on WBCQ's 3264.9 is coming from Pirate Joe's station, WHVW, in New York. However, on March 25th at 0539, I was surprised to hear WHVW on their other frequency, 7490.155 variable, with a singing ID and eclectic music. Andy Reid sends a story from InsideTowers.com, March 19th. Experts say the American TV channel repack is getting more complicated as winter drags on and delays are inevitable, coming into spring and summer. Phase 1 ended in late November with 143 stations moving without much delay. However, winter weather has caused headaches for tower crews and delays in Phase 2, with about 114 station moves due to be completed by April 12th, reports TV News Check. And many of the stations in the middle phase have interference dependencies, meaning if a station in Phase 3 moves late, that delays a move for another station in Phase 4. Only between 15 and 20 tower crews are qualified to work on tall broadcast TV towers ranging from 1,000 to 2,000 feet. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports that Zambia NBC Radio 1 in Lusaka, after various weeks of inactivity, is again on the air, 5915, heard March 21st at 18:30, with vernacular comments and African songs. Jay Novello in North Carolina agrees, heard at 2245 UT, a clear S4 signal, and parallel to their lagging web stream. And Ron Howard says, Radio 1, ZNBC 1 on 5915, is reactivated after being silent, I believe, for all of this year. I wanted to check it out as it's one of my favorite stations. I expected the previous schedule and format, but not so. In past years, it was always the interval signal of the call of the African fish eagle between 0240 and 0250. But March 22nd, tuned in at 0232, they were already playing repetitive, non-stop pop African music. So it's quite unclear exactly what their schedule is supposed to be. Bill Bingham in South Africa says they might have gone 24 hours already on when he tuned in at 02:15, March 24th. And on March 25th, Ron Howard says they were already going when he tuned in at 01:41. And Zanzibar, Ron Howard says ZBC Radio signs on around 03:30, such as March 25th at 03:27 on 6015, but the program was already in progress. Centered about 12031, I've been hearing a huge distorted interference blob from before 14 UT until after 19, interfering with Spain or Turkey. What could it be? It's not Marti or Havana. The propagation outlook from Mulder, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 March 27th and 28th, 15 and 4 April 12th. Solar flux rising from 70 to 75 by April 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1975.